stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Susan Yaki reporting. Chinese Admiral vows Beijing won't be isolated. A senior Chinese military official today rejected the U.S. Defense Secretary's assertion, made the previous day, that Beijing faces erecting a great wall of self-isolation if it continues with provocative militarization of disputed islets in the South China Sea. Admiral Sun Jingguo of the People's Liberation Army said, quote, "We were not isolated in the past. We are not isolated now. We will not be isolated in the future," end quote. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, speaking to reporters in Mongolia today, said Washington would consider any Chinese establishment of an air defense zone over the South China Sea to be a provocative and destabilizing act. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton will be among those who will deliver eulogies at the funeral Friday of boxing legend Muhammad Ali, who died late Friday at age 74 from complications of Parkinson's disease. Davis Miller, author of the book Approaching Ali, tells VOA he thinks everyone will be changed by Ali's death.
The world is just going to stop for a few minutes or a few days. How can the world be without Muhammad Ali? Something about him, as ridiculous as he is, is this fantastic figure. Something about him in that ridiculousness is every bit as hopeful as the space program, traveling to the moon. It was in the 1960s. In the early 70s. It's just absolutely a fantastic human being.
Ali, who was born Cassius Clay in 1942, won three heavyweight boxing titles. President Barack Obama, in a statement, likened the firebrand Ali to Nelson Mandela and Martin Luther King Jr. From Washington, this is VOA News.